Good Saturday morning to you. 104.9 WFINW and WFINWRadio.com, as well as AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. It's time for Saturday Sunrise. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. As always, you can listen to past episodes of Saturday Sunrise as they are podcasted for your listening pleasure. You can listen to the interview I did with a local licensed CPA, James Murphy. Not only did we talk about how the tax extension deadline has passed, but also we talked about the NBA season, which just started earlier this week, so you can listen to that podcast and as well. So, hey, I'm glad to have this person here on the show this Saturday morning. First time I've had her on, actually. She works out here at the radio station with me, and not only is she one of our marketing specialists, but also she also does photography on the side. And this is the time of year when you start to see, you know, the fall photography shoots, you know, the fall sessions, and the only time I've ever done it is when it was like basically, you know, senior year of high school. That's probably the last time I've ever been photographed professionally. So it's Denise Walker. It's great to have you here, Denise, and thanks very much for joining me here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Okay. Oh, here we go. All right. Just had you down a little bit right here. Apologize for the microphone here a little bit here, folks. A little bit finicky. So, but anyway, it's great to have you here, and let's talk about, you know, how long have you been in photography for?
Well, a friend of mine was taking photos of myself and my horse a few years ago. Actually, it was probably about maybe 3 to 4 years ago, and she had the same camera I'm using now, the Nikon D700. And I was really impressed with the color of her photos and how vibrant the colors were. And I started asking her about the camera, and she mentioned that she might want to sell it. You know, she said, I have another one, and I don't really need this one anymore. And if I decide to sell it, she said, I'll let you know. And I said, okay, yeah, it's just something I kind of had an interest in. I was thinking about doing, because I'm always taking pictures of the dogs and the horse with my phone. And so I of course, this being a few years back when the phones didn't take such great pictures. So about 6-7 months later, she sent me a message and said that she decided to sell it. She said, I think I'm going to go ahead and sell this camera. I'm not taking as many photos as I used to. And so we worked it out, and now I have that camera still, and I've really been pleased with it. Mm-hmm. And apparently, from what I've researched, the Nikon D700 was one of their best cameras.
Kind of like where basically this was a camera that you've seen in action before, and you thought, you know, if I ever had the opportunity to maybe buy it off of this person, then you've seen what it could do, the results, and you think, you know, I think I would like to have that camera, and you still have it in your possession, and you're still pretty much happy with it.
Right, right. I'm really happy with it. It probably is getting to the point where it needs to go in and be recalibrated and just kind of taken apart and cleaned up a little bit. So I probably need to have that done sometime this winter. But I really like it. I'm very pleased with it. A lot of people have commented on the camera's vibrant colors that it brings out, especially in outdoor photos.
Now, recently, you had your fall photos taken of you and your pets. Now, who was the photographer, and where were they? What were the locations of where the shoot was at?
Yes, that was very fun for me, and I'm so glad that he made himself available to do it. Nathan Pierce, who is here from Fairfield, he works for his father, Joe Pierce, at the body shop uptown. He took my photos, and he is a very renowned photographer. He has collaborated on a project with Tim Carpenter, who is a Central Illinois native and a Brooklyn-based photographer, very well known, on a project called Still Feel Gone, and where they did a series of black and white photos across the Midwest and all the way up through Colorado and even eastern Washington. And the book is available through Deadbeat Club Press, but I really enjoyed looking at all of Nathan's photos, and I follow him on Instagram. He has an Instagram page called Pierce Photo. And he went to Brooklyn last fall to do a book signing with Tim Carpenter at the New York Art Book Fair. And he spoke at the Northern Kentucky University. He's had a photo display in Cleveland, I believe one in Iowa. He's in Milwaukee this weekend at St. Kate Hotel for a book signing. He's getting ready to have a display go up in Russia, and he sent me the name of the city. I can't very well pronounce it, but
right.
He's actually got a display going up in Russia soon, so he's very well known, not just in the United States, but across the world for his photography, and he's from right here in Fairfield, Illinois.
Yeah.
So I was very pleased that he took the time to do my photos, and he produced some black and whites and some color, and of course with my favorite dog, Daisy, my German Shepherd, and he's going to set a date to actually come back and do some equestrian photos for me, me and my horse and Daisy with us, so it'll be the three of us next time.
I went to high school with Nathan. In fact, when I was a freshman, he was a senior in high school, and then he has a younger sister, Jessica. Jessica is about a couple of years younger than me. Hey, you're listening to Saturday Sunrise on WFIW AM and FM. Derek Dunn here with you on a Saturday morning talking to Denise Walker, who works out here at the radio station with me, and she does photography on the side. So I know you've done some photo shoots. You know, you kind of going back to like Jeff Frontier days, for example, this year, you did some photos up there. And so whenever you go to an event or maybe like a photo shoot for maybe like, let's say like a high school senior, for example, what are the steps that you take to prepare and what's the equipment that you bring?
Well, I'm getting better about preparing. I used to be bad about just throwing things together and barely getting there last minute, but I'm actually getting better about preparing. And so I've started bringing, one thing I learned to bring, to always bring a battery charger, because batteries are very finicky, and although they may be charged when you leave the house, you can get to where you're going. And I found that depending on the temperature outside, especially in the winter time, I have had batteries go completely dead on me in really cold winter very quickly. And so I learned to always bring a photo or a battery charger with me anywhere I went, and a spare charged battery, an extra card for the photos. Because again, sometimes things just don't act quite right, or the photos just aren't saving to the disc inside the camera very well. And sometimes I'll click that one out and snap another one in, and everything goes just fine, goes smoothly then. And it's just, you know, it's just like any electronic equipment or computers. Sometimes things just act funny. So those are a couple of the things I've started doing to prepare so that I don't get somewhere and run into trouble.
Right. You know, there's always indoor events and there's always outdoor where you're one about with Mother Nature. And, you know, how important is the indoor and outdoor lighting? Because I know it can be a challenge, but the results can be great as long as you use it to your advantage.
Yes, and that's something, I'm still an amateur, and that is something that I'm really starting to learn how important it is the lighting. And the outdoor lighting, it's pretty well known amongst photographers that the best lighting during the day is usually right before the sun sets. So in the summer, that's kind of easy. You've got a little bit longer time frame. In the winter, there's a very small period, like right now, when Nathan and I did my photos, there was a very small period of time between when the sun wasn't too bright and when it was still bright enough. So there was about a half hour period we had to get a bunch of photos in. In the summer, it's a little bit longer. You've got a really good, probably an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours right before sunset to get the best lighting of the day. It's very hard in bright sunlight, and especially I've done some parades where I was going in and out of the shade in the bright sunlight and was constantly having to adjust because I always shoot in either manual mode or aperture mode. And and indoor lighting, there is so much to learn about indoor lighting, but I guess the most important thing about indoor lighting is if you don't have enough, myself and another photographer I was with were in a church one day thinking we had plenty of lighting because there were a lot of windows, there was a lot of light coming in. We were wrong. We ended up with a lot of shadows that we had to edit, And because we didn't have enough light coming in on one side when we ended up taking photos of the people that we were, the subjects that we were there to take photos of that day.
The other thing I've noticed here over the years is that it seems like it's been an increase lately. We've seen like professional photo effects, meaning like you could take like a photo in color, but then like you change it to black and white, or you'll do it sepia mode. And it seems like it's been on the rise here over the years. And I've always kind of wondered, why is that?
Yeah, there's been like a return to the drama of photography. You know, it's no longer just the posed photos that you saw when you and I were probably in high school. I graduated in 93, and the types of photos that we took at the time were often very posed color photos. And it's almost here lately like a more of a contemporary return to bringing out the drama of a photo. And I kind of compare it to the drama of maybe the 1950s television movies. But I did pull up something on the internet by Brianna Collins recently on ourpasttimes.com that I thought was interesting. And she said, removing the color from an image gives greater emphasis to the way the light plays across the scene, to the lines and angles and shadowing that make up the form of most photos. By removing the potential distraction of color, photographers can experiment with and explore the elements of form that are highlighted in black and white photographs, but are less emphasized when color is included. So basically she's saying that when you take out the color, you can see the shadows and emphasis of certain objects that might not be there with the color in the photo. And she mentioned the emotion as well, the drama of the black and white.
I think it kind of gives it, in some ways, I guess, more depth and more dimension.
Right. And that was another thing she went into and talked about, was the technical aspect of the photograph, especially in photos where there are buildings, but the photographer is trying to maybe those are a part or an important part of the photo, but the photographer is trying to emphasize another part as well.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're just about out of time here real quick, but I got one more quick question for you. I remember playing Carmen Sandiego all the time as a kid, the computer game where you try to find Carmen. I never actually did, but I tried to at least. But Carmen Sandiego was known for going all over the world. So you've been all over. I mean, you've been in the Middle East. Obviously, you're here in the United States. But if you had to pick like a national landmark, you know, maybe it's a rock formation out west. Maybe it's maybe a building like the Sears Tower, maybe the Pentagon, White House, you know, some type of building, even a statue. I don't care what the statue is. But if you had the opportunity to, you know, go out, take a photo of, and at least more than one photo, what would it be?
Well, it's funny you named it. Really, I like the statues, and I like the statues of the horses with the riders, especially there's a lot of the old Roman era statues of the horses with their riders in a lot of European countries. And I've taken some on, there's a bridge in Washington, D.C. that has a couple of big horses posed on the end, of course, you know, with their heads up and prancing and, you know, tails out and as if they were in battle. And probably my favorite photo that I've ever taken was actually in Boston, and it was a photo of the statue of Paul Revere on his horse. And it wasn't in digital form at the time. It was before the days of digital photography, but it's probably my favorite photo that I've ever taken was of that statue.
Awesome. Awesome stuff right there. Well, Denise, thank you very much for your time here this morning. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed having you here. And Obviously, photography is still popular around here in the Fairfield area. There's studios here in Fairfield. There's some, you know, beyond Fairfield. And that was very informative and very fascinating. And we'd like to mention that every episode of Saturday Sunrise is podcasted for your listening pleasure once it's posted on the website. Thank you very much, Denise. And thank you very much.
Bring me.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Sorry about that. Thank you very much. That was Denise Walker, who works out here at the radio station with me, talking about photography here this morning. That wraps up Saturday Sunrise. Have a wonderful Saturday. Have a great rest of the weekend. See you all next Saturday.